What does Colgate mean by live life to the brightest? Could it be a rich glass of red sipped inside a Parisian cafe on a snowy night when my gaze is met by a tall, mysterious... I mean, brushing is directed with Colgate Optic White Pro Series Toothpaste gives you a visibly whiter smile in just 3 days, so you can live life to the brightest and finish that glass without worrying about teeth stains. Colgate Optic White. Find it at all major retailers.
At Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care, and we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Teen Mom OG's After Show. I am here with the lovely ladies to my right. We have, who do we have?
Lee. Well, Mama Lee.
Mama Lee, Mama Fane, whatever you want to call her.
And I'm Karina.
And of course, I'm your host, Mackenzie Fane. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We're going to break down for you the episode named Suns Out, Buns Out. We'll get to why that is. I'm sure you guys know. Mm-hmm. But we're going to talk everything about each one of these girls. A lot to do with Bristol, I feel like. Not much on Macy tonight, but it was a dryish episode for me. Tell me what your first initial thoughts were, guys.
I thought that we had a lot of kind of resolution type or people come... I thought it was a good episode.
Okay, I'm just going to say that. Yeah, Karina, what did you think?
I didn't think it was bad.
I was a little bored, to be honest.
Yeah.
But I kind of, like, because you expect a lot of drama with these shows, but I also liked that there wasn't a lot of drama and they kind of got to relax a little bit and figure out, like, their lives more. So I was in between, but I was a little bored.
So I have a group chat with a couple of my girlfriends that we always talk about the show we have for literally the past 10 years that the show has been on. And a lot of the time, the two of them will always say, like, not enough drama, like, it was bad for me. And I usually say, like, oh, I liked this episode even though there was no drama. And the reason why is typically because when they don't have drama, there's a lot of, like, chill time and you get to see a lot of more the personalities of the kids and this and that. But I really feel like I didn't even get that in this episode. Like, I love sitting and watching Macy and her kids together. Mm-hmm. And, like, knowing the dynamic of her and Taylor, I feel like it was just, there was nothing there.
Right.
Amber's always just sitting on a couch and everything. So, like, but I do like to sit there with her and, like, hear what's going on. And I don't know. It was just, mm-hmm. there was nothing really for me. But let's get into Cheyenne and talk about her. Because there was stuff there. There actually is a good amount. So we left off we find out that it was Cheyenne's 4th of July party. So this past 4th of July, this was when this was taped. At her mom's house, her family's house. And we didn't know why she was getting so heated. But now in the beginning of this episode, we find out why. It's because her boyfriend, Zach's friend, Malik, gave her an attitude, disrespected her, whatever it was. And she wanted him to leave. Although she was, like, feeling buzz, tipsy, whatever, too. But what did you guys think of that whole situation, how that played out?
Well, I thought she was a little much.
Yeah.
But I think that's who she is. And I think she went, you know, crazy about it. She could have handled herself a lot different. And she did go at Zach a lot and blame him. And, like, they ended up talking about it later, but... I guess he did try to handle something. And then she went to Corey, tried to have him handle it.
Did she go to Corey or was Corey trying to, like, defuse the situation?
Defuse it.
Okay.
He was trying to defuse
well,
it.
Well, she was saying to him, get him out of here.
Oh, yeah.
You know, he did this. And So I don't know how they came together or if she went up to him, and but she was saying, get him out, him and his friend, they can both go. So I thought she was kind of venting a little bit about him, her boyfriend, about that.
I did think that it was nice when they do have the conversation, Corey, or Zach comes back and they have a conversation. And I couldn't really feel him out up until this point. Do you guys feel anything like that? I feel a little bit more connected to him. I feel like I know where he's about, what he's about now.
Yeah, I think that they had, I think he's more of a talker and she just like, are we okay?
Yep.
Are we good? And he's like, yeah, you know, but he's pretty chill. And I think he was good about talking it out with her, trying to, you know, get his point across.
Yeah. What did you think, Rena?
I finally kind of saw the side of Cheyenne that likes drama and likes to, like, be loud and yell. I mean, there's nothing really wrong with it, but I think it was the wrong setting. You know, there was a lot of...
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
People, her child's there, and she was kind of not handling it properly, I feel like. But also, neither was Zach, because he wasn't trying to calm her down or talk to her. He was just out in the front with his friends. Like, you didn't see him trying to defuse the situation with his friends. You saw his friend walking around with a champagne bottle. And his hand just walking around, like...
Yeah.
And I think she didn't have to go at him like that. And I also liked how... Connor, right? What was his name?
Corey.
I liked how Corey kind of was a mediator. And he didn't get reactive. Because he probably easily could have been, like, get out. Because his child's there and he has some authority at that party. But he was trying to calm her down. And I loved it because I was expecting him to get angry, and he didn't, and I loved that.
Yeah,
loved it.
And the fact that he stayed out of it, you know? He didn't really get involved in it like he could have.
That was really cool, and that's one thing I'm curious. The relationship between Zach and Corey is very respectful. Like, we've seen Cheyenne's dad and stepfather. Like, nobody steps on anybody's toes, and I hope it stays like that for the sake of Ryder, but we'll see. Yeah. But it was so sweet when Zach said, he said, just have some patience and trust the process. Like, I asked him to leave. I was ordering him an Uber, but you went so freaky. And, like, I get what you're saying, where Zach could have calmed Cheyenne down, but it's also his best friend since he was growing up. So he needed to be in the middle. He was on Cheyenne's side. He was making him leave, but he couldn't. Oh, F you, get out of here. Like, Cheyenne, are you okay? Like, I don't know. I feel like he did what he needed to do.
He tried to talk to her, and she was yelling over him and telling him to get out. And he disrespected me. And, you know, but he couldn't go above her. Otherwise, it'd be a big old scene. More of a scene.
Well, and Zach did say to Cheyenne's dad, he said... It is my friend from... I do have Cheyenne's back, but it is my friend from home. And when she said he disrespected her, I wanted to know why or how. He wanted to know the situation, and Cheyenne wanted it. Nope, done. That's it. All I said was he disrespected me, and he's done.
Right.
But, like, she apologized, and I think they worked through it pretty well.
Yeah. Are we done? Are we done? Are we good?
Yeah.
What's she gonna say?
I don't know. And then also, who worked through something well, her and her father... She comes out all guns blazing, and the dad's like laughing.
Insane.
Like,
he was fine.
Yeah,
which is good.
What do you think about the unconditional?
Oh, his answer about it. So I understood. See, when he first said it last week, she was thinking, I have conditions, meaning if you guys live together, that's a condition.
Oh yeah.
I didn't take it that way last week. I thought he was saying I have conditions, but I didn't take it the way she did.
Yeah.
So, like, he's, you know, he said, what if she slips with, you know, and I thought to myself after the show, what if my kid was a serial killer?
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
No, I don't think that the love, I think that would die out pretty quickly. Like that. No, afraid not.
I do understand that.
Yeah,
part.
I do. Now I'm so getting
there
it
are
more.
Conditions. You know,
there are. Yeah, and that was so true. He said it so well. He said, "You marry Zach. You love him unconditionally." She's like, "Yeah." He's like, "And he sleeps with 100 people. You still love him?" She's like, "No, hell no. Get him with me." And he said, "Okay, you have conditions. You don't love him unconditionally because right. if he's sleeping with other people."
Exactly. But did you notice for some reason she had her hands over her ears the whole time he was talking?
No.
No.
Yeah, if you watch back, she was like just with her hands over her ears, not like, but but I don't know if she thought she didn't want to hear what he was going to say or she doesn't. I don't know.
Well, anyway, the name of the episode, Sun's Out, Buns Out, she was literally wearing nothing.
Yeah.
Not even the back, though. The front.
Oh, really?
If you watch back the part, which many of you will go and do now that I'm going to say this, I bet, the part where she's walking back into the house after talking to her dad, mm-hmm. half of the front is out. Half
but
of
she's
front.
Wait a minute, walking towards the dad or walking
away from but backwards and like turning.
Oh,
yes.
Oh no.
Oh, okay, because I saw her turn around and then
the
wind took and
is
then
like half there and it's just not
okay.
So yeah, so anyway, I totally get them.
I just think that conversation shouldn't have happened when everyone's drinking and it's a party with the whole unconditional love like thing. And then she blew it out of control by going to other people. She goes, "My dad said this, he doesn't love me unconditionally," and all this stuff. And it was just got way out of hand. Like, just one thing after the other. She was trying to find an issue with something.
That's
and someone.
The drink.
Yeah,
that's,
yeah,
that's,
drinking, yeah, that's what I'm saying.
And that's what happens. All your emotions come out, you know, you're drinking. So I think that
she was feeling some type of way.
Yeah.
that night. But let's move on to Caitlin. So Caitlin and Tyler, we don't really get too much on them other than they go to Dr. Oz. And Caitlin's just doesn't have time at first to take Tyler's therapist questionnaire. That means a lot to him. And he's already voiced a couple times, I'm pretty sure, that he mm-hmm. wants her to do. And then she doesn't want to do it. Because she's not ready to do it. Mm-hmm. See, that bothered me mm-hmm. very much. What about you guys?
Wasn't that after she went on the show?
In the beginning, before she went on the show, she didn't have time to do it because they were going on the show. When she was done with the show, she didn't want to do it.
It was too long.
No, she said she's not ready to do it.
She couldn't okay. handle it.
Yeah,
then I saw her doing it eventually. Wasn't she on the computer filling it out? She goes, it was really long and intense, and she was filling it out. And I was like, Nova was under the table.
But
like,
she said she
out.
Wasn't going to
yeah,
fill it
she
out.
Said she yeah. wasn't. But she eventually yeah. did, which, I mean, I got to
I don't know.
I don't think she stopped.
Because
yeah.
she said she started to do it and then said, this is really long and intense. I'm not ready for this.
Yeah.
Okay.
And didn't do it.
I'm not really surprised.
But I think a lot happened with them, you know, in this
oh,
episode.
Yeah.
That
is true.
Yeah, when they went on, first of all, he said the doctor asked, when do you think, or what was your worst time in your marriage, or time in your relationship? And she said, years ago. And he said, now. Right there, you know? And I saw her, and I thought it was really good that she said, we need to have therapy behind closed doors.
Yeah.
Because it's real. Because she knows, you know, she probably has a lot more to say. And in front of the cameras, you can't say everything that you want to, and so I think they really do need that.
And then he said, what would you rate your marriage right now? And she said, he was about to talk and she was like, yeah, 6 or 7. He was like,
and he doesn't talk, he doesn't speak up, he
no.
needs to say something, he should have said right there. But I think they have this, they've been on the show for so long that do, because they'll get, like she said, attacked on Twitter, attacked on Instagram, you know, so they probably know when to not
share too much.
And he's probably like, I don't really want to start a fight right now.
I did think it was so well put when he said she leaves for so long, we get into a routine, and I like when she goes to bed, I like doing the dishes at this time, and I get in the routine, and things become important to me in the routine. And then she comes back and now I have to go back to what she wants to do.
But does he? I'm sorry, but does
no.
he?
No.
Why isn't he standing up? Like his friend said, you need to put your foot down. Yeah. You need to keep it there. And at one time, Tyler, I'm sorry,
no,
go ahead.
No, go ahead. Finish.
Said that if she doesn't, if things don't change, then, you know, basically,
let me know
yeah. and we'll end this.
Yeah.
That was so.
They were drinking.
That was pretty mm-hmm. serious. I know, but also, again,
yeah.
you know, you get emotional and say those things.
I really liked when he was talking about the schedule with Nova because I was kind of like, oh, like you can see how much he likes being a dad.
Yeah.
You can tell he wants to make it work. And I just think it's hard when Caitlin comes back and now it's they have to figure it out together. But they're not communicating, I feel like, enough on like the schedule and all this stuff. You know, she was gone for how long? A couple weeks, a month? She went away.
Yeah. And then came back and was home for like not long and then left again.
Yeah. So I think he does need to speak up some more. And the fact that she called the relationship, like, good, like a 6 or a 10, like, it's way lower than that. And I get why he didn't want to say it, but who knows? Also, maybe they're talking behind closed doors. We don't really know. We see what they
show.
But
you could see on his face.
You can see,
on his face, it's definitely not.
Of the therapist, though, why not say it then?
Yeah.
Why not say it then so that she could, you know, have a rebuttal or say whatever she needs to say?
In a nice way, not like, F you, like, that's what you're going to say.
I don't really, I see, as many problems as they have and that we're watching, they do have really good aspects to their relationship.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, he really doesn't want to hurt her feelings. He does hold a lot of burden on him with the whole family. And so he has his issues where he needs to stand up and do it, not just say, or else I'm going to go. Because he has a job to.
My thing is, though, like, why is she acting like she doesn't have a job? Like, she goes away twice, and that's fine. I'm not saying anything. Like, she's saying, people are saying, you're leaving your family, you're so selfish. Like, no, I totally get it. Mm-hmm. Your mental health is so important. Like, everybody should take care of it, and that's what she needed to do. Fine. But why not come back? Okay, I did my thing. Now what do you need?
If she's in that place. Maybe she's not in that place yet mentally. Maybe she hasn't gotten everything that she needed or still working on it. But she should, you're right, know enough to put more for him into the house, into the baby, giving him a break after all that time.
Just like even the comments, like we were talking about the first episode, I think it was, when she got home and she's just like a drag.
That was
like,
bad.
Like just, like, moaning about the baby calling her mom, 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 mom. And like, there's just so many things you're like, he doesn't want to hear this because there's somebody else that's going to want. And I don't mean to say like somebody else will come in and have a happy family, but how do you expect him to want that?
Not that it can't go on like this.
Yeah.
Something has to change. And we know that she's pregnant. That doesn't necessarily mean it's going to be a good thing.
And
that it's not going to tear them apart.
Exactly. And we already know that they didn't mean to get pregnant. And he said their relationship was not ready for it. So it has to mean that she's not fully back to herself, or he hasn't fully gotten back mm-hmm. to wanting to be. Like, I don't know.
And the PTSD of hers is caused by pregnancies, her childhood. That's what triggers it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know how this is.
I don't think she ever got, her and Tyler ever got over the fact that they gave their other daughter, Carly, up for adoption. I remember watching that from the beginning, and I always liked them the most
because
I felt their pain, and you could just see it on both of their faces. Every time I see them, I think of Carly, and they do too. I remember someone, when they were on the Oz show, asked, how many children do you have? And he said, we have two. And I love when he said, we have two, and that he has. They both know Carly. They get pictures. They've met her. She's met Nova, and I love that they're able to be in her life a little bit. But I think the reason why Caitlin is possibly the way she is also giving it her first daughter up, because I remember in the episode last week or this week, she said her mom was so horrible.
Did you watch it? Yeah,
throughout the entire thing. And that devastated me.
And the thing was, they were so fine with giving her up. Like, they were fine, like, we don't want to bring this baby into this household. They were 16 and they really, like, super matured and understood that they couldn't keep the speech.
I loved it.
And the mom and the... Actually, it's funny. You don't know this probably, but Tyler's dad and Caitlin's mom were married.
Oh, I did not know
and
that.
They had a super toxic relationship. Drugs, abuse, cops,
so they were step-siblings?
At one point. Like, they had already been together. They had already had Carly.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
But, yeah, so she... They just made it a living hell when she was pregnant and just were like, you're a terrible parent. How could you ever give up your baby? We want a grandchild. Why are you not going to give this to us?
It was awful. I remember it was awful.
It was so bad.
They were living in such a toxic environment. And I do get where Caitlin's coming from. They don't regret giving up Carly, but I think you can see it on their faces that they're really sad because now they're having a child. They have Nova. Now they're having another one.
And on top of it, they had such a traumatic adoption process because of their parents and the family. Because, like, it would have been, I don't know to say, like, a normal adoption, but, like, it could have went smoothly and they could have dealt with their emotions concerning it.
Properly.
Yeah, properly. Mm-hmm. But they, if you watch back, like, they were mentally, like,
So the PTSD comes from that's what happens. That's terrible, definitely. Poor girl.
But I mean, anything else to say on those two? Do you think?
No, we talked about them. Him in the pool room talking to his friends.
Which that's the first time we've seen him like with his friends.
Yeah,
like,
and hanging out and like, being a young guy
and opening up to his friends like that. And they gave good advice.
They did. Put your foot down and leave it there.
That was
that's all you gotta do, buddy. So let's talk about Bristol. Mm-hmm. Another big, huge episode for her, I really think. Mm-hmm. So we have Bristol's in. Now we find out the news that I told you guys how they're in Dancing with the Stars. They call it a dance show competition. Mm-hmm. Dance competition show for Trip. Mm-hmm. So they're in L.A. with her and the babies, the two girls, and Trip. And she's just talking about how she can't move back to Alaska. She's going to get a new house in Austin, which that is heartbreaking to me. The fact that she's stuck there.
I know. Can't go back with her family, people to lean on. I thought she would. I was really surprised. But then it all made sense, you know?
Yeah.
Going back to Alaska with Dakota's two kids would be a... That would start a war.
She's legally, as well, but also
I was really shocked when Sarah Palin was on the screen. That
She
was funny, but I did not expect her to be
good.
I just didn't expect her to be on the show. Yeah. I was like, because I kind of forgot for a second, like, who her mom was, and then her mom comes in the show, and I'm just like, whoa. I just didn't expect to see her first episode.
For a little bit.
Yeah.
But what did she say? One of her little funny things.
Oh, you looked like... What'd you wear last night, Bristol? Little hoochie mama.
Yeah, but no, but she said something, and I was like, oh, I'm going to use that. Either you live... What did she say? You live and learn, or you... Oh, I forgot the saying.
Or you learn, or something like that. You live and you learn, or you
It was
learn.
A really good saying. I'm going to have to look back. I should have wrote it down because I want to use it for now. You know, like a pile of beans. She said something about she was really funny. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
She was
I forgot
definitely
what we were talking
negative
about.
Towards Dakota, though, just a little bit. I don't know. They were talking in the car, and she was like trying.
But he was too.
I know. Yeah. Now that I'm thinking about it, he was.
Yeah.
Too.
They have some not good relationships.
I was just shocked to like see her on like the screen and like actually like it was. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean. The whole thing is just so sad. I mean, then Dakota has this conversation on the phone with Bristol. He's like, I just want to talk about the girls.
And the schedule.
And then she comes up with, like, starts talking about, okay, the lawyers said this. And, like, she needed to, like, clear her name or, like, what was it that she was doing?
I think that she was trying to get everything in, not about clearing her name so much, but like...
They don't talk often.
They don't talk, and she wanted to be clear about stuff. You're not really supposed to touch my stuff, and the lawyer said...
Doesn't she have the most calming voice you've ever heard?
She has to, though, because he's probably been so up there all the time. that usually the other person will just go right down and calm. And that's what she's been dealing with. So she just takes it really calm. But, yeah, that conversation, she did try to get a lot in. And he was like, when are you getting the kids back? I mean, when are you bringing the kids back? 2 days. Okay, thank you.
She kept interrupting him the entire time. Talking, don't touch my stuff. Don't do this. We only talk through the lawyers. He just wanted to know when he was going to see his girls. He was being really nice about it. And she was kind of, like, not listening. He was just like... And then she was talking... And then he never said she would... She was, like, saying, I'm not a bad mom. I'm always here. And, like, I get he probably has called her a lot of names and everything. But right now, that conversation should have been about the schedule and the kids. And she made about a lot of other stuff.
Her
she
knows point him. Is, yeah.
She know, knows yeah. him, and she knows that he could easily just, that could be his thing. So she's saying it, you know? She has a lot to say.
And they had said many times, neither of them have spoken. So she wants to get in. Everything that she said to the lawyer that she wants to happen, she wants to get in. And, yeah, I mean...
I don't know, he don't like them together.
I love her. He scares me. I know he has his issues, but he's somebody that, like, watch out when you're sleeping.
Yeah.
Like, honestly.
Yeah.
I don't necessarily fear him. I do think he can be a bit combative and, like, he can explode a lot. But I also feel like she's very cold. Like, me personally, like, I know she's been through a lot. I understand it. I'm trying to see both sides.
Yeah.
I'm not just going to say they're, like, one, Dakota's doing all the issues and he's the main problem. She's also kind of cold.
They're just not meant for each other. What each other needs in a relationship. Mm-hmm. And she's a very...
particular
person? Strong, independent woman. Mm-hmm. That's literally what she is. She's just...
Yeah, but even her first marriage, he was abusive, and he wasn't any good. Tripp's father?
They weren't married.
What is it?
Tripp's father?
Yeah. No, they weren't,
right?
No, but...
Well, I mean, we won't fast forward.
No, not yet.
Okay. Wait. Well, anyway, we go to Bristol. Bristol goes with the girls.
So he said, I'm the happiest I've been. Since 2015.
Yeah, since 2015.
She said she was happier.
But I just don't buy what he's saying. I think he's just saying all these things say them first or say them, because it doesn't sound like when she said, I'm going to get another house, like, as soon as possible, like, I'll be gone with the wind, like, mm-hmm. you know, just know that I'm not going to, like, stay for the whole year. Mm-hmm. And his face was just not too thrilled, but not, like, sad and showing it, but...
No, yeah.
But anyway, they go to the house. He wasn't supposed to touch her stuff. And my heart was breaking when she's walking in and she says to the girls, oh, mommy got a new room. So daddy moved my stuff. Yay, this is so fun. Like, and making it like a good thing. And I do want to touch upon this, because when I was talking with my friends that we talk about the show, one of them said, I just don't understand why she wanted to hide crying in front of her kids. She said that she grew up where her parents hid everything, and now she feels like in her life she has to hide all of her emotions. Mm-hmm. But I think, and I'm only bringing this up because maybe some of you out there watching feel the same way or thought the same thing, but in my opinion, they're too young to have any kind of, like, worry or burden that they couldn't even understand or handle.
Yeah, I agree.
What do you think?
Oh, I agree. They don't need that right now. She's definitely right, because they're going to have a lot of different...
You mean I'm definitely right?
She was definitely...
Oh.
or her friend.
Talking about you in third person.
I am always right.
I think she was right to do that, not to cry and fall apart. She's got to be strong for them.
And she did, though, and it was so sad in the kitchen. She's just like... I don't know why he had to be so petty. I'm not even... I'm not trying to be petty with him, and he's just...
Yeah, but so, what was she upset about?
That he moved her stuff.
Well,
why does she have to go in the guest room? Because she's going to move out?
Yeah. So, why is he going to move all her stuff? It's a room. You know, I mean, I wasn't really sure why she didn't want him touching her stuff. I don't get that. He did it neat. He didn't take a big pile and throw it in the room
or
here's
burn it
that.
On fire. Like, he did put it nice.
Like they said, it's going to be out in the driveway.
I just think when I saw that too, my heart like sunk. I was like, why would he do that? But also, like, if she doesn't care about the relationship, I don't know.
So how I took that part is, you, still, if you're, when you are getting a divorce, there still are emotions. No matter what, people that get divorced, when it comes final and the papers come in, they're still sad.
Yeah.
You know, so I took it as like a realization, maybe just the whole thing was emotional, that she's in another room, that this is real, that's how I, because I couldn't understand why she was crying over her stuff being moved into the bedroom.
I feel like I would, though. I really do. I think I would cry.
But what's underneath it? Why?
It was the end of the relationship, not being together in that room. Because my parents got divorced.
Okay.
My mom was in the master bedroom, and my dad was on the other side of the house in his own room. So if I wanted to see my dad, he'd come home late and go into his room, and she'd be there. So either way, somebody had to move out of the master room. I don't care who it is. They did it civil. It's fine. Either way.
Do you think that she wanted to move her own stuff? Like, what do you think was the underlying?
I think
she wanted
to stay in the room. I want to try and put myself in her shoes, because I totally, like, I wanted to cry with her at that point. Even when they walked into the room and she saw all her stuff and she's like, okay. Because I would have been like, no, I am not going into the guest room. You can go into the guest room. I'm the mom. Like, I'm staying here. What do you think this is? You can move your big man self. I'll stay here.
He should have, as the man.
That's what I'm like. Yeah. And I just think it was like, you're being, and I think that's where she was saying, he's being so petty. Like, why would you make me the mom, who these babies probably sleep with every night?
Yeah. It's like,
why
the
would
guy
you make me move?
Right. Like, if they had two cars and her getting the junkier car. It's,
yes.
You know, why? Yeah. As a man, you would give her the best car.
Yep.
But, yeah.
And
see that.
Why is he getting to keep the house? I guess it's probably under his name or something.
Maybe. He might have had it.
Because she said, I want the money that I put into the house. I'm not even taking any of the furniture that I bought, which that's so sad, too. But.
Yeah, her lawyer should take care of that anyway. She's got to get what she.
Well, she's saying, I didn't want to be petty with him. Yeah. I didn't want to do this, like, me taking
now.
My plates and this and that. But, yeah, I just.
She will now, probably.
But, you know, what's funny is, like, now in this episode, they're each other's exes. So now, like, in the first two episodes, we can see everything that was going on that was wrong in their relationship. Like, we were picking up on it, and we also knew they were divorced during the first two episodes. But now the third one is, like, they're each other's exes, and you're like, I get it. Like, I get why they're divorced. Because you see it, you get why. Like,
yeah, we
they
knew
could
that.
Not be together. Like, you can see it, and now that they're exes.
I mean, we've never seen them happy.
Yeah.
I know.
Ever? Like, I don't remember. I didn't watch the first few seasons of them together.
No, this is the first season they've ever
on. Together. But Dakota's obviously the father of the two young girls, right?
Yeah.
So this is the first. Okay, yeah, I forgot. Yeah, this is the
But
she
one. Bristol's never been
yeah,
on
I
Teen
forgot.
Mom.
Yeah.
But I just, that's just such a sad situation, and I hate more than anything that she's stuck there.
No, I'm sorry. Do you think that when she signed up for the show,
that they were already unhappy?
That they were already planning a divorce? I don't. Because she had said, like, when she was talking about being on the show, that that herself, she has problems, and, you know, her life isn't all this. Do you think when she signed up for it, they were already? I don't know how long.
I don't
you
either.
Said July.
Maybe
was
they were
the
just
July
realizing
party, right?
It.
July was the July party. That doesn't mean that Bristol's part was in July necessarily, because there's different crews for all these different all right. girls in the different parts of the state, or in different states. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe
but
she.
But everybody's live. Like, if a camera crew followed me around, there's plenty that they can make a TV show, and I'm sure that MTV would like to see. Drama, funny, this, that, sad, crying, whatever.
Yeah.
You could say that about you, and you. Everybody has that. Mm-hmm. So, like, add a 10-year-old, especially because she was the first teen mom ever, so there's all that. Her mom, Sarah Palin. Add having two young kids. And she's always known that he's had PTSD.
Right.
So they've always had big, probably blowout issues.
Right.
So whether they came close to the divorce or not in that time, I don't.
Yeah, I think the coming to the realization of divorce takes a little bit more time than a few months.
No, he had filed. This is a lot of good information. He had filed for divorce in February.
This past February.
He filed for divorce.
Okay, and then what?
And then they tried to work on it a little bit, and then they realized that they can't.
Okay. No. So, yeah, when she signed up for this, they already had a lot of problems.
Probably.
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I probably should have said that before all the other things I just said. Okay.
Next time.
On to the next.
Macy, we barely had anything at all with her. Other than, I mean, the great stuff with the PCOS, polycystic ovarian syndrome, which is really great that she's advocating for that.
I loved that.
Yeah. And I knew she had that.
Right.
And
Taylor was proud.
Yeah.
And she brought the trophy really home and she showed her girls. She looked so proud and he looked proud. And I was just like, this is
And Jade was
great.
Like, oh my gosh.
Yeah, this
and
is
And what about the daughter, the little Jade. Girl? Oh, she goes, did you go to the playground?
It was such a
great, Capitol Hill.
It was such a great, like, moment for them. And they have a good relationship, right? Her husband and Macy.
Oh, yeah.
They have a good, because I didn't watch for a while, but they're good. They seem really good. She just always seems so sad since the beginning. She just always seems so sad about Ryan, and it makes me so sad.
She
always seems sad.
She's sad because...
For her kid, I get it.
Yeah. And, oh my God, after this episode, I'm going to show you guys the little clip of him, like...
I saw a little bit.
Drugged driving. Oh. Remember I told you a couple seasons ago, or last season or whatever? It was so bad. It's a huge thing. Like, everybody in the Teen Mom franchise knows about this.
Oh, yeah. I don't want to
see. And he was driving, and that's what started a ton of stuff. But anyway, I mean, Macy did great. I would like to see more of Macy. I could watch a whole
show on Macy. I always liked her.
Yeah, me too.
I always liked her. And I loved when Bentley was with his grandparents. Like, Ryan's parents.
Yeah.
Absolutely loved it. Because she's not denying the part of him. And I love that she hasn't, because a lot of moms and like dads, they do deny that other half, and you know, like she's been trying for 10 years so hard to, like, you know, he does have a dad and she wants him to know that, and the grandparents spending time with him was the cutest thing, and I just love the way she handles everything. I've always had
Tripp and Bentley, I'm sure, gonna become little friends because they're both cute little athletic boys.
Yeah,
do all the sports.
Do they all live close to each other?
No,
they're all separate, all over the map, right?
Macy is in Tennessee, and they're in Austin. Bristol's in Austin, Texas. Amber. So she and little baby James and Andrew go to LA.
That house was so nice. I loved everything about their rental house. It was amazing.
But the big plot in hers was really Gary, Leah's dad, finding his biological dad, which if you guys haven't seen, and there was a special on Gary. It was like called The Life of Gary, or like Teen Mom OG, like Gary Special. I forgot what they call it, but it's just one episode on him, and they did it on a bunch of the other guys too. And like they did it on Barbara, Janelle's mom, and Teen Mom too. Like they do it on all the different people. And it was all about, he talked about Jody, right? Mm-hmm. His mom's boyfriend, who his mom told that he was the dad the whole time. He had always said that. But in that episode, we found he got a biological or a test back.
Yeah.
That said, Jody is not his father. And Jody was so upset. It was so sad. And in the episode, I'm gonna spoil it because it's really not that big of a deal. But it's so sad. You can see what kind of person the mom is, Gary's mom is, by that, obviously. But Jody, they go on this trip to Florida, and Jody proposes on the beach as the whole family is walking. And he gets down on one knee, and the mom is, like, walking, and she looks, and she goes, no, 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 and runs.
No.
And he's like, honey, wait, like, what do you mean? All the family's there, and she's like, no, don't you do this, no. And you want to know why?
Why?
Because he won't put out enough, and she admits that.
Wow.
Yep. Yeah. She goes, if you didn't. You told me that this would be fixed, and it's not. And, like, it's just this whole thing. It's heartbreaking. But anyway, I mean, that was a crazy episode, or part of the show.
Yeah.
Him trying to find his dad.
It was so sad. And also, I remember Gary when he was with Amber, but, like, seeing Gary now, he's matured so much. You know, he has a wife and now another kid, right?
Yeah.
Along with being sole custody of Leah. And I really liked him, and I didn't used to like him. I just didn't like him and Amber together either, but he matured so much, and he seems like such a good dad. And, like, the way he is with Amber, like, they talked, like, on the couch, and, like, when she was holding her son, James, and she was like, I know that's been a struggle for you for a while and everything like that. And the way they were talking was so nice to see, and I just liked all of it. Like, I'm happy, yeah, like, that cute. Amber got through her stuff, and yeah. Gary became, like, the man he probably wanted to be.
Definitely.
Was it Leah that said to Amber?
Yes, yes. I wrote it down.
What'd she say?
Does he talk yet?
Is she goes, oh, yeah. And she goes, shut up.
She did? I didn't
yeah.
know. What?
He goes, she goes, does he talk yet? And she goes, shut up.
Who, Amber said?
Yeah. To Leah. I was like, whoa.
What did she say it?
Like a joke?
It was like.
I mean, it's a silly joke.
But... it's an awful joke. Even right. if she was like, shut up. She's not your 20-something-year-old friend.
Yeah.
She's right. your 9-year-old daughter.
Right.
Who doesn't ever see this kid.
Yeah.
This baby.
Yeah. That's not good. I didn't even catch that. I just thought that part was really cute, her saying that.
But poor Gary, he's like, to his mom, I hired a private investigator. And the mom's like, rolls her eyes. And then he's like, his mom goes, yeah, he's probably like a stocky person like you. I don't know what color eyes he has. And he goes, were you in love with him? And she goes, I dated him. I don't... And I'm like...
She gave him no information. I'm like, do you know his name? Do you know anything about this
she
guy?
She didn't. It was probably like nothing. A one-night yeah, stand.
It was.
The way she was handling it was like, well, what do you want out of this situation? Like, what?
Yeah.
And I'm just like, he just wants to meet him. Like, I don't know. It's not even your business, really.
What are you expecting when you meet him? Like,
yeah.
Being really negative and derogatory. I was like, chill out.
Yeah, she doesn't... She's not a nice person.
No.
Yeah, she... I was like, oh.
No, no, no. Well, let's get into our special segment, why don't we? We're going to do Teen Mom Oh Yes and Teen Mom Oh No for this Teen Mom OG episode. Do you want to kick us off, Mama Lee? Teen Mom Oh Yes.
My Oh Yes was when Macy went.
Okay.
And, you know, she did her.
Advocated for Macy West.
Yes. So I thought that was really great, getting her award, and that was really cute. My oh no was when Caitlin just didn't really know where her marriage was at this point, and Tyler thought it was in a whole different spot. That and Cheyenne.
Well, for those of you only listening, that was where the cuckoo sign.
Yes.
Karina, what'd you think?
So my oh yes moment, I know I had another one similar to this, but I still love Bentley and his grandparents' relationship.
Oh, yes.
This is always probably going to be my oh yes if we see it, because I remember when my parents got divorced, I didn't really see a lot of my dad's side of the family, and I would have liked to more, but I became heavily raised around my mom's family, which was totally fine, but as I got older, I was like, I want to explore the other side of myself and the other culture to myself and everything like that, so I liked that moment. And my oh no moment, obviously, yes, Cheyenne. That was just a bit of a mess. Mm-hmm. That was not the best. Oh, and Gary's conversation with his mom. I was like,
Oh,
that was uncomfortable.
Oh, no.
Very uncomfortable. Oh, no.
Teen Mom, oh, no. I did two oh yeses,
okay.
I think.
Let's
No, I did one. Okay.
Okay.
My oh yes moment is when Sarah Palin's talking to Bristol in the car, and she gives her advice, and she's really down to earth, mm-hmm. and we really got to see her. And it really just showed, like, a mother's love that, like, Bristol's going through a lot and her mom's going to be there for her. And she kind of made everything okay. Everything, like, crappy that Bristol was saying about her life, her mom made it okay. Mm-hmm. Like, it's going to be okay, mm-hmm. you know? And then my oh no moment was when, Caitlin not doing the relationship questionnaire. For some reason, it's just, like, it's one thing that you have to do. Mm-hmm. And you're going to, like... I hate to say, like, you're going to use the excuse you're not ready for it, but it's like, well, I can't, we've given you so much, everybody's given you so much time and, like, help and whatever. It's like, You have to give somewhere. You're in a marriage too.
Exactly.
So, but
I did figure out what Sarah Palin said.
Oh, what was it?
It was sometimes you win and sometimes you learn.
Oh.
Because usually we say sometimes you win, sometimes you lose, but losing isn't, you know, it's a learning experience and it should be.
Yeah.
So I really liked that. Glad I remembered it.
Sometimes you learn, people.
It's good.
It is really good. All right, I got a little bit of news and gossip for you guys.
Oh, yay.
So Amber posts a really cute picture of Andrew and baby James on a plane, and she just kind of expresses her love for the two of them. And it's just nice to see that they're doing good. And I don't know. It's nice to see them in a nice spot. And then little cutie Trip gets eliminated week one.
No.
Oh, no.
Yep.
Oh.
I'm so sad about it because I really, really wanted him to do good. And I'm so mad because Mackenzie Ziegler is on there, a girl that...
Oh, she's going to win. We already know it.
That's not fair.
I don't know if she will, though, only because there are actually better, more animated dancers than her.
Yeah.
I don't think this show is good enough for her.
How's Honey Boo Boo?
I mean, good for her.
Honey Boo Boo. Honey Boo Boo.
I don't see her making it very far if I'm going to be
Honey Boo Boo's on it? Like
yes.
The child Honey Boo Boo's
yeah.
on it?
She's not a child anymore.
Yeah, she's like 14 now. Like,
yes.
Ugh. She's on it?
She's on it. But yeah, okay. Poor Trip got eliminated. And he was so sad. And Bristol did a live or Ask Me Questions on Instagram the other day, and it was all these videos, like, people would ask, like, Trip, did you really like it? And he was like, yes. Were you sad you got eliminated? He's like, yeah, I really wish I could have stayed longer. I mean, not this clear. He's very shy kid.
Is he?
He's like a super normal 9-year-old.
Oh, that's great.
Kid.
Love it.
Yeah, that's great.
But you know what I did too, like, when Bristol's in the car and she said, it's going to be okay, Trip, or something. We got so many things coming up, and the most important, getting a new house, and she gives him a high five.
Yeah.
Like, I can see that they have a really good relationship.
Yeah. Like,
she comes from a really good family, a very close family, so.
But yeah, so then we see on the next week, which you didn't see.
I saw, I caught the end.
For next week on Teen Mom OG, Ryan gets arrested, Bentley's dad.
Oh.
So we'll learn more about that. Bristol asks Trip if he's excited to see his dad when they're in the car, because I guess he's going to come out for when Trip does the show, like the first episode of Dancing with the Stars. Junior and Bristol's friend, or whoever's in the car, says, I don't know if it's going to be awkward, like, to see his dad, which, first of all, even stopping there, why would you say that in front of Trip? But Trip goes, yeah, it's definitely going to be awkward. So we're like,
I'm interested to
see
that.
So where does his father live?
I'm sure Alaska.
Yeah.
If I was to guess.
So how did she get to leave with her son?
I'm sure he's not really a big part of.
He's not.
I remember he didn't really want to be. When they were, like, younger, when Trip was first born, there was a lot of media coverage about their relationship. Tons, and it was just really rocky and was not going so well, and they had to do all this stuff, but
yeah. He's a good-looking guy, though.
He looks like, Trip looks
like... Yeah, Trip looks exactly like him and Bristol together.
And
like
Bristol,
Yeah, they look... Also, did you see this thing on Corey's Instagram where Cheyenne's sister is pregnant and named Corey
the
godmother?
Yes, we talked about it last week.
We talked about it last week? Okay, well, sorry.
And the godmother, Cheyenne.
Yeah,
sorry.
I love that, but I also feel like that must have been so sad for Zach.
Well,
not
we
sad,
just
but
don't know,
like,
where,
like,
Zach is.
Oh, yeah,
at this
we
point.
Don't know where Zach is. At
true,
this
we
point.
Never got.
But I didn't. That's a good point. I'm glad you brought this up because what are the feelings there? Like, you're pretty much pairing Corey and Cheyenne
for the rest
up.
Of their lives, basically.
And yeah, because, I mean, how does a sister doesn't really know Corey any better than
Zach?
Right.
Maybe they're together and we don't know
that. That's, I know.
I just think it's too
happen.
Premature
yeah, it's
right now.
What else was in the previews? Did you finish?
That's it.
That was it?
Yep. The previews are always so juicy.
I love them.
I know, but they don't really tell you what you thought that the
Zach
one,
and
Cheyenne
were going to get in a fight, but it wasn't about them.
Right.
So they trick you.
Said he was on the phone.
But I mean, Ryan getting arrested, that's self-explanatory.
Now, is that again, or is
again.
This...
Again.
again. This is after they already got the restraining order, right?
Yep.
And he got arrested again.
Yep. And he has a child due, like, any second now.
Oh, he does?
Yep.
Did it show at all what he got arrested for? I really hope it's not coming around Macy in the house. I really hope it's not that.
Oh.
I really hope it's not that. Because the thing in the agreement was...
I'm sure it's drugs.
Yeah, or that. Yeah, some kind
or
of...
speeding. Yeah, some kind of drunk driving. Yeah.
Let's hope it's just not Macy.
All right, well, let's get into predictions then. Why don't we, since we're pretty much there?
Oh, jeez. I didn't even think about those. Go ahead, somebody else, so I can...
Lots of drama with Ryan, obviously. I hope to see... saw like Cheyenne and Zach's relationship more and how they interact with each other and how he interacts with Ryder. So I think that'll be interesting, and I think a lot more sadness for Caitlin and Tyler.
Yeah.
Which, yeah, I wish them happiness and I wish they could get to that point, but
Well, we see more. I hope we see more of Zach and Corey's relationship, just because I want to see how that is. It seems good. Caitlin and Tyler, I feel like they're gonna have a big falling out, and he finally admits that he's unhappy in their relationship, and then I feel like she's gonna react on her own feelings and not his. So I just think that's how she's been. And then more drama with Jen and Larry now that we know Ryan got arrested again. I just feel like it's brewing. I'm not a big fan of Jen and Larry like you are.
I'm not, but and I don't know them.
I'm not, like, the biggest fan of them, but, like, I just like the way Bentley is with them and the way they want to be involved in Vince's life. That part, like, I don't know who they are as people, but, like, bottom line,
I mean, I guess
yeah, I like that part.
But anyway, do you have any predictions or your...
I think with... oh, my gosh, why can't I think of her name? It's a Palin.
Bristol.
I think that household is going to have some...
Explosions.
I think a lot's going to happen maybe in the next episode with them. I think Caitlin and Tyler, I think they're going to communicate more in the next episode. Maybe that she's going to see more, and maybe he'll put his foot down and keep it next one.
Well, we'll see. Thank you so much for joining us. Where can we find you guys?
You can find me on Instagram at Karina.Ardaji.
And Molly.
Lee Fane at home. I'll be home.
I'll be doing finals and midterms.
Oh,
so that's great.
And you can find me on Instagram at Mackenzie Fane. Thank you guys so much for joining us. We'll be here next week. Tuesday, 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Have a great night.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.